Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chatko reports that on September 30th, Michael Lawrence, 71, of Austerlitz, New York, was arraigned in county court on sealed indictment number 19-032, charging him with the crimes of course of sexual conduct in the second degree, a Class D felony, criminal sex acts in the first degree, a Class B felony, 103 counts of predatory sexual assault, a Class A-2 felony, 103 counts of rape in the first degree, a Class B felony, 130 counts of sexual abuse in the first degree, a Class D felony, 23 counts of sexual abuse in the first degree, a Class D felony, and 3 counts of sexual abuse in the second degree, a Class A misdemeanor. The indictment by the grand jury alleges the defendant, beginning in 2009, had sexual contact with 3 children, the youngest of whom were 11 years old. The indictment alleges the defendant's conduct continued through 2013. A public defender was appointed to represent Michael Lawrence. Out of Great Barrington, police arrested a local man for breaking into an apartment at Bernard Gibbons Drive on Tuesday morning. Shortly after midnight, a resident called police to say an intruder was in the apartment, stealing some cigarettes as she tried to sleep. Based on her identification of the individual, Great Barrington police officers located and arrested 63-year-old Wisdom Ellerby Jr. on charges of burglary. He was released without bail for arraignment at a later date at Southern Berkshire District Court. Town of Amenia has a town board workshop meeting coming up on Thursday at Town Hall, first floor, at 6:30. A polling man now faces accusation of inappropriate sexual conduct, according to an investigation by the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office and Child Advocacy Center. Alex Ramos Hernandez, 27, was charged with first-degree sexual abuse. According to police, he knows the victim. He was arrested last Friday, arraigned in the town of Pauling Court, placed in Dutchess County Jail on $2,500 cash bail or $5,000 bond. Anybody with information on this case is asked to contact Deputy David Meyer at 845-486-3778 or DMMEYER@DutchessNY.gov. Tips can also be sent to 845-605-2583. The Dutchess County Libertarian Party's Cultural Advocacy Committee, in partnership with the American Red Cross, hosting a blood drive from 10 until 2 at the Amenia Town Hall. If you're at least 17 years old and in good health, you can pledge a donation by contacting 646-309-7657. 21st Century Fund for Housatonic Valley Regional High School invites community members to join them for their 25th anniversary celebration from 5 to 7 at the Interlaken Inn. Admission is free, but you please must RSVP to Nancy Martin at nmartin@hvrhs.org. Fall college nights are running again at the Hotchkiss School, October 2nd, 9th, and 16th, 7 till 8 o'clock. Over 120 colleges and universities will be in the main building. More information, hotchkiss.org. Region 1 Board of Education Personnel Subcommittee meeting on Thursday, 10 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. On Thursday, Sharon Parks and Recreation has their regular meeting at 6:30 at Town Hall. The Sheffield, Massachusetts Zoning Board of Appeals meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m., Town Hall, second floor meeting room. Ancrum, New York, the Planning Board meeting is meeting October 3rd at 7 p.m. Sharon Democratic Town Committee will screen a unique double feature of 2 groundbreaking political films at the Sharon Town Hall on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. Back-to-back, they'll show primary JFK campaigns for president and crisis behind a president's commitment. Wine, beer, soda, popcorn, and homemade treats will be available for purchase. Tickets, $15. Proceeds benefit the Sharon Democratic Town Committee. Seating is limited. Tickets available in advance, sharondtc.org. Hotchkiss School has their Philharmonic Gala opening concert on Friday at 8 p.m. at the Elfers Hall Esther Eastman Music Center. Admission is free. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. For Kent, Connecticut, Household Hazardous Waste Free Drop-Off is happening at the John Pettibone School Picket Drive in New Milford on Saturday from 9 until 3 p.m. More information, hrra.org. Golden Gathering returns on Saturday, October 5th. 9:30 to 12:30, Columbia Green Community College, flu shot clinic, senior citizen ID cards, free blood pressure. You can speak directly with state and local representatives, service providers. Also, free tote bags and light refreshments, door prizes, and live musical entertainment. More details, call 518-455-2381. October 5th in Cornwall, 10 o'clock in the morning, the Cornwall Village Improvement Meeting at the library. At 7 o'clock, a community country dance. That'll be held at Town Hall. On Saturday, the annual Apple Festival at Rhinebeck Reformed Church on Mill Street. That runs from 10 until 3, rain or shine, with a hot lunch served from 11 till 2. This coming weekend, a busy one for the grill at the Amenia Lions on Saturday, October 5th, providing award-winning chicken barbecue along Route 22 and at the Indian Rock Schoolhouse Community Day celebration. Serving will begin at 11:30 until 2. It's a first-come, first-served basis. Patrons can eat in or take out. Prices are half a chicken, only $8, a quarter of chicken with two sides, roll, beverage, and dessert, $12, and a half chicken dinner will be $14. If you'd like to reserve an order, you can call 845-373-9751 and leave a message. The second annual VFW Post 5444 Pig Roast, all you can eat, October 5th, 12:30 till it's over. The VFW Route 22 in Dover, Plains, New York. $25 per person includes food and fixings, one free drink, a DJ from 1 to 3, a great band from 5 to 9, 10 Rooks Molly, traditional country music. Now, this event does sell out quickly. You need to get your tickets in advance at 845-877-6300. Sage Village welcoming new tenants from Sheffield, Alfred, and Great Barrington and Egremont. Two free public information sessions will take place on Saturday, the 5th, at the Berkshire South Community Center's Robbins Meeting Room on Chrissy Drive Road in Great Barrington. Both meetings begin at 1 p.m. The Bang Family Concert Series presents Judy Handler and Mark Levesque, Rhythms of the World, International Music for Mandolin and Guitar, at the Smithfield Presbyterian Church, October 5th, 4 p.m. A reception and refreshments will follow. Suggested donation is $20. The 18th annual auction in the village to benefit the D.M. Hunt Library will take place October 5th, 5 to 8, at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. A silent auction set for 5 to 7, a live auction at 7:15, food, wine, beer, and beverages. Tickets are available in advance and at the door. More information at huntlibrary.org/auction-in-the-village. On Saturday, the Presbyterian Church hosting a popular annual fall event 5 till 7 at the Parish Hall at South Amenia Road in Wasaic. $12 for adults, $5 for children 12 and under. For all who wish to eat, takeouts are also available. Reservations are advised, 845-789-1206 or 877-3939. In addition to the charcoal roasted beef, the menu includes mixed salad, rolls, baked potato, hot greens, and also winter squash, homemade desserts, and beverages. Burke Hall Gallery, Church Street in the Wilderness, presents Night Walks, paintings of Copaic by Peter Fritsch, October 5th through December 16th. The artist reception this Saturday at 5 p.m. Standard Space has another dimension with Siobhan McBride's 4D Heart. That runs October 4th through November 3rd, but there's an opening reception Saturday, October 5th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. on Main Street in Sharon. Sharon Playhouse and Salisbury Sinfonietta present the HMS Pinafore on Saturday, October 5th at 8 and Sunday, October 6th at 3 p.m. Information and tickets, sharonplayhouse.org. A breakfast will be held at the Military American Legion Post 178 on Sunday from 7 to 11. It'll be served as eat-in or take-out, $8 per adult, $6 for children and seniors. It takes place the first Sunday of the month, October through April. The post is located on Route 44. 12 Moons Coffee House presents on Sunday, October 6th at 6 p.m. a special event. Peter Kahlo, George Potts, the opening act at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village. Donations at the door, $20 per person suggested. More information, 12moonscoffee@gmail.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down over 340 points. Starting the day today at 26,573.04. The NASDAQ down over 90 points yesterday, starts today at 7908.69. And the S&P 500 down 36.49. It starts off today at 29, 40.25. We'll check the tri-state forecast in just a moment.